$200亿美元，25次任务。
$200 billion, 25 times mission.
21次着陆，在月球南极盖房子、修核电站、跑月球车。
21 landings on the moon, building houses, constructing nuclear power plants, and operating lunar rovers.
请注意。
Please note.
这不是科幻电影的剧本。
This is not a script for a science fiction movie.
这是 NASA 在2026年3月24日正式发布的月球基地建设路线图。更炸裂的是什么呢？
What's even more shocking about NASA Lunar Base Construction Roadmap, which was officially released on March 24, 2026?
就在5月22日
On May 22nd,
SpaceX 的星舰 V3 完成了首飞。
SpaceX's Starship V3 has completed its first flight.
马斯克在 X 平台上写了一句话。
In X, Musk wrote a sentence.
恭喜 SpaceX 团队完成了10世纪的星舰 V3 首飞与着陆。
Congratulations to the SpaceX team for successfully completing the Starship's third launch and landing.
你们为人类进了一个球。
You've come close to humanity.
NASA 局长艾萨克曼看完发射后说，离月球更近了一步。
NASA Administrator Isaacman said, after watching the launch, we have taken one step closer to the moon.
离火星也更近了一步。
One step closer to Mars.
所以，同志们，月球很快就不是上一代人遥远的浪漫。
Therefore, comrades, the moon is no longer a distant dream for the previous generation.
很快，它就会变成我们这一代人的工地。
It will soon become a construction site for our generation.
先说说这个计划到底要干什么。
First, let's talk about what this plan is actually trying to achieve.
NASA 把月球基地分成三个阶段。
NASA divides the lunar base into 3 stages.
第一阶段，从现在到2029年，叫实验与学习。
The first stage, from now until 2029, is called experimentation and learning.
先派机器人打前站，最多执行25次任务。
First, deploy robots to perform up to 25 tasks at the front station.
21次着陆。
21 landings.
还要派4架叫 Moonfall.
Also send 4 named Dream.
的无人机上去，核心就是一个字。
The core of using drones is one word.
是，是电力。
Power test.
能不能扛住月球14天的黑夜？适合放射性同位素加热器。
Can it withstand 14 days of the lunar night suitable for radioactive isotope heating?
能不能在零下180度的环境里不罢？
Can you work?In an environment of -180 degrees without stopping.
总共往月球送4吨载荷。
A total of 4 tons of cargo will be delivered to the moon per month.
第二阶段。
Second stage.
2029到2032年叫早期居住。
From 2029 to 2032, it was called the early settlement.
开始动真格，部署太阳能，上核裂变反应堆，建通信网络。
Start real deployment of solar-powered nuclear fusion reactors. Build communication network.
通过最多24次着陆往月球，送多达60吨的货物。
Deliver up to 60 tons of cargo to the moon and up to 24 landings.
第三阶段。
Third stage.
2032年往后，叫人类持续存在。
From 2032 onwards, humans will continue to exist.
请注意。
Please note.
这个词不是去插个旗。
This word is not for sticking a flag.
拍个照就回来。
Take a picture and leave.
是真的住下来。
Stay here.
建半永久居住模块。
Build semi-permanent living modules.
靠核电站在月夜持续供电。
To ensure continuous power supply from nuclear power plants during the emergency.
每年运38吨物资。
Every year, 38 tons of supplies are transported.
全年不间断维持运转。
Operate continuously throughout the year.
艾萨克曼说得非常直白。
Isaacman said it very directly.
这次的目标不是插旗和脚印。
The goal this time is not to flag and footprints.
这次的目标是留下来。马斯克的新建会成为这个项目的核心部分。
The goal is for Musk's new project to become a core part of the project.
第一
First,
运力强大。
Powerful capacity.
新建 V3 可重复使用状态下。
New V in a state that can be reused.
能把超过100吨载荷送入轨道，是上一代的整整三倍。
It is three times the capacity of the previous generation, capable of delivering over 100 tons of cargo into orbit.
NASA 第二阶段要送60吨。
NASA plans to send 60 tons in the second phase.
第三阶段每年38。
Third stage, 38 tons per year.
全世界很少有火箭能接得住这种活儿。
Very few rockets in the world can handle this kind of job.
第二
Second,
成本碾压。新建设计理念是完全可重复使用。
The cost is crushed and the design concept is completely reusable.
马斯克说过
Musk said,
任何新技术都需要三次重大迭代。
Any new technology requires three major iterations.
才能真正好用。V3 就是第三次，完全复用。
The third time is the charm.
意味着每公斤入轨成本从几千美元降到几百美元。
This means that the cost of launching 1 kilogram of cargo has decreased from thousands of dollars to hundreds of dollars.
NASA 这200亿花在新建上。
NASA spends $200 million on new projects.
就能省下巨额运输费。
You can save a lot of transportation costs.
把钱花在真正重要的地方，建房子。
Spend money on building a house in a truly important place.
搞科研。
Do scientific research.
第三，时间窗口碾压。
Third time window dominates.
5月22日
May 22nd
V3 首飞成功完成飞行任务
Three flights successfully completed their missions
释放22颗模拟卫星
Launch 22 simulated satellites
扛住载入大气层的考验
Withstand the test of being loaded into the atmosphere
溅落印度洋路线图已经很清楚了
The roadmap for the Indian Ocean has been clearly revealed.
2027年
2027
阿尔忒弥斯三号对接测试2028年载人登月
Artemis Roman 3 2028 manned lunar landing.
说到这儿还有个特别逗的事
There's something really funny here.
马斯克早在今年2月就在 X 平台上说
In February of this year, Musk said on the X platform,
SpaceX 将建造月球基地。
SpaceX will build a lunar base.
当时很多人觉得他又在吹牛。
At that time, many people thought it was just bragging.
结果一个半月后
As a result, after half a month,
NASA 发布200亿计划。
NASA announces a $2 billion plan.
两个月后
Two months later
新建 V3 首飞成功
New V3 successful flights
这一次
This time
老马狠狠地靠谱了一回
Old Mar finally proved his reliability
老马一直说
Old Mar always said
人类文明所有的鸡蛋都放在地球
All the eggs of human civilization are placed on Earth
这一个篮子里
In this basket,
一颗小行星撞击，一场超级火山爆发。
A small asteroid strikes a super volcano,
就可能让几十亿年的进化归零。月球基地的真正意义不是盖几间房子。
This could potentially wipe out billions of years of purification. The true meaning of the moon base is not just building buildings.
而是人类第一次给人类文明做了一份异地备份。
Instead, humans made the first backup of human civilization to another location.
一颗38万公里外的星球。
A planet 380,000 kilometers away.
没有空气。
No air.
没有水，温差300度。基地即将开始建设，星链。
No temperature difference of 3 degrees Celsius base is about to start construction of Starlink.
马上就要出发。
Soon I will leave.
你期待吗？
Are you looking forward to it?
我是大宝。
I am Darbao.
关注我。
Follow me.
每天为您带来最新的 AI 资讯。
Bring you the latest AI news every day.